On this episode, we're putting on our festive best and stepping into the spotlight to settle one big holiday question: which Disney party reigns supreme? Today's July 18th, 2025, and this is episode 790 of the Main Street Magic Podcast.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports on resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I'm your host, Jeremy Stein, and as always, I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey guys! Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, as well as follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at mainstmagic, and on TikTok at msmpodcast.
Planning a trip to Disneyland or Walt Disney World can be overwhelming and at times just downright frustrating. But don't worry, because Mouse Dining removes the frustration of booking Disney dining reservations, alerting you when they spot availability for your desired restaurant, date, meal, and time. Visit msmfriends.com to use this free service. Are you ready for your bucket list trip? Our trusted partner, MEI Travel, will handle the planning so you can focus on the memories. They offer free vacation planning services and have nearly 20 years of experience creating memorable vacations. Visit mainstmagic.com/travel for a fee-free, no-obligation quote today.
And don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you can get brand new episodes every Tuesday and Friday.
Well, guess who's back?
Back again.
Rhonda's back. Tell
Hi,
a friend.
Hi, guys.
Welcome.
Thanks.
How was your trip? You want to just talk real quick about what you did? I know last episode I had Kaylin on to talk about our Disney trip with her and Talon. We just mentioned that y'all went to Miami. Any highlights or anything you want to talk about?
I'm going to say I like that I live in St. Augustine, where the drivers are slower and not mean.
Yeah, we found that out in February down there. Or well, going and cruising anytime when you head that way.
Yeah, well, I was driving it, and it was very, scared.
Yeah.
But anyways, no, it was fantastic. We went to the Morgan Wallen concert. He put on a very fantastic, amazing show. We pretty much just went shopping and to the beach and pool the other times. The beach, the first time we went, it was a lot of seaweed, which sucked, but the water was clear. It was nice.
The real question everybody has: did you wear the hat to the concert?
Of course I did.
Okay. Just making sure. Was it good? Was it one of the best hats there? Were there a lot of hats? A lot of cowboy hats there? Most of them?
I mean,
what would you say the ratio? What would be the percentage?
Well, the percentage
of hats to no hats. We have 50-50?
Probably 75-50.
In the favor of cowboy hats.
Yeah.
Wow.
Slash boots.
Oh,
I'd say 90% maybe boots.
And boots. Wow.
I mean, seriously, every single, I looked down more than I think I looked up because I also watch where I walk. I think seriously, almost every single person had boots on.
That's great.
Like, it was crazy.
That's great. It's cool. I mean, he's doing back-to-back shows in every city he goes to and filling, 50, 60,000
I mean, we were in the Miami Stadium.
Right.
And it was insane because it was, yes, and
it's pretty nuts.
Booked.
Yeah.
Filled. It was crazy.
It is absolutely crazy. But what we're going to talk about today, we are coming up on the holiday season, basically starting mid-August, is when Halloween
Kaylin
kicks off.
Kaylin just got a pumpkin
got a pumpkin pillow they had at Costco. They already had some of that stuff out. But one of the questions we get a lot is, there's three main holiday parties. We got Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
Yes.
We got Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party.
Yes.
And we got Jollywood Nights.
Oh,
and a lot of folks ask, which one do you recommend?
So, off the
top of your head, which of those three do you recommend out of those three?
Mickey's Not So Scary.
I agree. Now, let's see what happens as we go through this, because here's what we're going to do. And I know that one is Halloween and one is Christmas. And if you're going during Halloween, okay, well, go to the Halloween party. If you're going during Christmas, though, a lot of people now do have a choice,
right?
Between those two. The other option is, I'm not sure when I'm going yet,
Yeah.
So you're deciding, do I want to go during Halloween time and hit that party? Do I want to go during Christmas time? And so maybe this helps you decide. Of course, there are a ton of ridiculously good rates still out there.
Mm.
There's even some new ones that have dropped. So you can go to mainstmagic.com/travel. You can hit up Amy, our wonderful travel advisor with MEI Travel. You can get a fee-free, no-obligation quote from her. And if not for this year, you can start planning for next year, I know for a lot of folks right now, you're like, This starts in 2 months. Next month, technically. I can't make it down. But next year, you could start planning.
Wow.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to face off the three big holiday parties. And we have this broken down into some different categories. And we're basically going to talk about that and which one we think is the best in that individual category. At the end, we'll tally them up. And we'll see, based on this, what the best party in our mind actually is.
All right.
Is it still the Halloween party?
Whoa. Wow.
So let's give a little overview real quick. If you don't know, Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party takes place at Magic Kingdom. This year, it is select nights from August 15th to October 31st.
Ooh, when are we going?
Don't know yet. This is one we still got. We still have to, by the way, we have to plan out our holidays, folks. So we don't know yet about any of these.
Okay.
Your ticket price range is $119 to $229
per person. And we don't get a discount being pass holders, right?
You get $10 discount being pass holders, DVC, but I believe it's only up to a certain amount. I don't think you get it for like Halloween night. I know the Christmas party is that way.
Okay.
But still, you get $10 off. I know it's not a lot. You know, the sooner you go, the first night is usually pretty expensive because they know that all the bloggers and vloggers and those annoying podcasters are going to show up. And then the second date is usually the cheapest, and October 31st is the most expensive. The party time is 7 to midnight, so you have 5 hours, but you can enter the park as early as 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about these individual parties in more depth coming up, as they happen, whether we preview them or depending on when we go to them, you will see that there are some things you can get done prior to the official start time at 7. So it is really good to be there.
100%.
For any of these, we recommend don't buy a park ticket that day. You know, this isn't, unless you're an annual pass holder, of 100%. Course, it doesn't matter. But
100%.
If you are coming down for a week and you're going to do a party on your party day, don't buy a park ticket. This is your park ticket. You spend the day, you know, if it is, especially during Christmas, spend the day hopping around resorts mm-hmm. and checking out the decor. Then at nighttime, you got the party.
Yeah.
Highlights include Boo to You Halloween Parade.
Yes.
The Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular Stage Show.
Yes.
Disney's Not So Spooky Spectacular Fireworks. Of course, you have trick-or-treating throughout the park with included candy. You've got some rare villains like Jack and Sally, plus some characters in their Halloween costumes. Guests of all ages can wear costumes, which is super fun.
Yay.
Shorter wait times, including overlays on some of the rides like Space Mountain, Mad Tea Party.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are a bunch of treats that you can also purchase that will be special to the Halloween party only. You got to pay extra for those.
Yes.
Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, also at Magic Kingdom. And this is going to be on select nights from November 1st to December 21st. After the 21st, they start doing the Christmas parade during the day, which is very, very cool that you can go check it out.
Yes, it is.
Rice ticket price range, $169 to $229.
Ooh, more expensive.
So the bottom end is more expensive, right?
Yeah.
Party time, same thing, 7 to midnight, early entry at 4 p.m. You're going to get to enjoy things like Mickey's Most Merriest Celebration Stage Show, Minnie's wonderful Christmas time fireworks. You have the Once Upon a Christmas Time parade, which ends with this guy named Santa. then you got complimentary cookies and cocoa.
Yes, and now all the cookies are
range of cookies.
And they're all wrapped.
Yes,
we
just finished the last one about 2 weeks ago. Because
honestly,
they freeze great. So we would get cookies from every single one and not even eat most of them that night. I probably had 3 or 4, but and then we froze them. And honestly, they come out. You can almost eat them right out of the freezer or let them sit for 5-10 minutes and they're perfect. Just like a Gideon's cookie.
Nice.
You have Snowfall on Main Street, USA. You got holiday overlays on select attractions like Jingle Cruise.
Your favorite.
Of course, Jingle Cruise you can do during the day as well. And then you have characters in their festive holiday outfits. Plus, there is going to be a new Frozen edition kind of coming back this year.
Like holiday?
It doesn't sound like it's the old lights that they used to do when they lit up the entire castle, but there is going to be something Frozen. So
that's exciting.
Move on to Disney. Jollywood Nights. This is at Hollywood Studios, of course. This is select nights from November 8th to December 22nd. These are a lot fewer and far between than the Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
So your dates that you can select are less.
Mm-hmm.
This ranges from $159 to $179. So a steal by, you know, standards of the other two parties.
Well, not as low as, though.
No, not as low as. Now, this party time is a little different, same length, but it's 7:30 to 12:30, and you can get in as early as 5:30
if
you obviously don't have a ticket for that day or an annual pass. Highlights include the Twilight Soiree at the Tip Top Club, which is not at the tip top of anything. It's at the bottom, just so you know. And that is live music near Tower of Terror. What's This?
Yes.
Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas sing-along.
So good.
That takes over Frozen sing-along. Holiday Fiesta en la Calle. This is a Latin holiday street party with Coco and stuff like that. Miguel. Then for their evening spectacular, you have Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam.
Jingle Bam.
You also get to check out, if you would like, Glisten, which is a bunch of ice skaters in the middle of Hollywood Studios in front of the Chinese Theater.
Yes, that was cool.
Exclusive character sightings like Phineas and Ferb, Edna Mode, Powerline Max, right? Huge, huge draw every year. Elevated holiday bites, specialty cocktails, just like the Christmas party, which I think we forgot to mention, and the Halloween party. There's a lot of festive stuff specific to the parties you can only buy there. You can Disney bound and dress as you like.
Yes.
You know, so not necessarily costumes, but you can get dressed up. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about crowds when we get to it. This does feel still like a more of a limited capacity event over the other two.
Yeah.
So that sometimes will give you shorter ride waits if you're looking to do rides and stuff during this time. All right, let's get into it. We're going to start with atmosphere and vibes.
Okay.
How, like, if you were Rhonda, which you are, how would you describe, I guess, each of the three atmosphere and vibes? You know what I mean? Like,
Definitely Christmas is a family friendly, you know, time, for that.
Yeah.
Not Too Scary is very family because it's not like Halloween Horror Nights or anything like that.
Right.
But still, I mean, it is darker. It can be air quote unquote spooky.
Maybe the real littles could somewhat be
spooky
with some of them.
I think
Headless Horseman, you know, that leads off the parade.
I love that. But still, I mean, some of it could be. I think of, like, Lacey when she was riding Haunted Mansion forever. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what age it was exactly, but she was like, nope, this is too scary. So, you know,
yeah.
I mean,
it does depend.
It's I think just know your child.
Yeah. Yeah, I would. I here's how I would describe almost the Halloween party. Go watch the Mickey shorts. Right. The newer ones that they're calling classic, the Halloween special.
Yeah,
it is that vibe. It is that type of scary.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then I would almost put the Christmas party. I would describe it as classic, nostalgic, almost Norman Rockwell.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you feel about Jollywood Nights?
Now,
again, they're all family friendly events.
100%. 100%. But Hollywood definitely feels more of that adult. Like if it was me with kids going, obviously I would do Christmas party, but if it was me going with a bunch of like Lucy and Caleb and adult fun friends like Chuck and Amy, like then I would probably do Hollywood 100%.
Yeah.
Because of the feel of it is more adult.
It is.
It's fine to have the kids like there's nothing that's not kid friendly. There just is at Hollywood, obviously, much more drinks and things like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, the specialty items seem to definitely be geared more towards adults.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're voting, if we're picking one off of vibe alone, like which is your favorite vibe out of the three? Like, it's there's nothing like it.
There isn't.
There's
like,
nothing like the whole thing.
Yeah, when they started at 7 o'clock, I mean, first of all, unfortunately, depending on when you go, like Jeremy said, and the price point, 7 o'clock, it is still like, I feel like the sun is high in the sky.
Yeah.
It's not, but I feel like it is.
The later you go.
The later you go, the darker
it gets. The
more
darker you're going to have. Yeah.
And that has happened with us. Mm-hmm. And I think we've learned lots and lots over the years. But one of the things is that the later it does get, there is no greater feeling, in my opinion, than it being 7 and we're to the time change of
I'm getting chills.
It getting darker and they dim the lights and start the Halloween
that
party.
Announcement comes on and there's this vibe and like energy that is almost unexplainable.
Yeah.
You know, and here's my thing. You know, come holiday time, if you're looking for something like a Christmas party, Christmas decor, let's be honest, you can go anywhere, right? You can walk into any store. You can walk into, you know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
anywhere around
Hobby Lobby.
Yeah. Just go
Michael's.
There. Whereas, you know, Halloween, you get decor and you get some things, but it's just not like this is the place to experience Halloween.
Yeah.
How I feel.
I agree.
The vibe of Jollywood is very cool and I love it, but it doesn't give me like the feels.
No, it doesn't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we're saying for this one for sure will be not so scary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's going to get the vote there. Let's move on to entertainment and shows. You know, not so scary. We've got things like the Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular stage show. You know, if you look at, we're going to individually talk parades and fireworks, but let's look at the kind of the collection of the Boo to You parade, the fireworks and all over at Very Merry. We're going to get the Most Merriest Celebration stage show. You get Once Upon a Time Christmas Parade with Santa at the end. You get fireworks. And then over at Jollywood, you know, that entertainment and shows, you've got the Holiday Fiesta, you've got the Twilight Soiree, you've got the Nightmare Before Christmas, you have Glisten, you have the Muppets Holiday Show that's in the Beauty and the Beast Theater, you got Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, just no parade. So if you're looking from an entertainment and show, like what do you think, I guess, is the best collection overall, or, you know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Like now, like, I want to say not too scary because I love it, but I almost feel like Jollywood.
Jollywood's got a lot going on.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Because that Nightmare Before Christmas sing-along is fantastic.
It's outstanding.
I love that.
And a little if we won't spoil anything, but somebody who makes an appearance at the beginning of the Halloween fireworks also makes an appearance at the beginning of the Nightmare Before Christmas sing-along thing. What's this?
And then the Twilight Soiree, and then the Glisten. And then Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. Yeah.
Plus even I know you're not the biggest fan of Muppets, but the Muppets Holiday Show.
It's cute. It
feels like 1950s, 1960s. You gather around the TV with your family to watch a holiday variety act, basically. So it has a great classic feel. So are you going with Jollywood?
I guess.
I'm going to go with Jollywood too, because here's the thing. You could turn Jollywood into an entertainment only evening if you wanted and fill out your entire evening.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
You can't do that at the other two parties.
Right.
You know? And I mean, well, I will talk about some food and stuff in a bit. So we're both voting Jollywood, right?
I think so.
Because we can vote separate, remember.
Oh,
okay. To be agreeing, because we're going to see which one we recommend at the end based on it. Let's go to character sightings and meet and greets. Not so scary. You get stuff like Jack and Sally. You get a bunch of villains you don't normally see. You get some rare costumes of, you know, some other regular characters in Halloween costumes. For Very Merry, you get Santa. You get classic characters in holiday outfits. And then we get over to Jollywood. You get a little bit more of a roaming style character, kind of meet and greet areas.
Mm-hmm.
They feel much more accessible, I guess, in a
way.
Yeah,
like they're completely around the lake.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Four sets of them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, maybe even more than that.
There might be.
And, like, and there
it's
was
a lot of rare characters, too.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, you know, I know Phineas and Ferb were just making an appearance at Epcot, but that's not something you can normally see. Powerline Max is always, you know, again, a big draw. So I know for us, character sightings and meet and greets aren't our thing, but I can tell you one of these. We kick off every time or in the night, making sure we see it. And I'm most excited this year because his head doesn't look stupid.
Yes, Jack and Sally and Not So Scary. I was going to say hands down Not So Scary because I'm the same way. I don't seek out characters as much. I do love to see Stitch, but he's sometimes there at Not So Scary. And then seeing all like some rare villains is super cool. And 90% also, if, like, for example, you are that character person and you want to see, like, you know, the princesses, Aurora, Belle, they're usually with their other half.
Yeah.
It is not just the princess.
It's
so
not,
that's
it's
cool.
A rare option to see princes, not only princes, but with their princesses.
Yep. Eric and Ariel, like, we saw, let's see,
Cinderella, we saw, I think,
yes,
one of the
thank
times.
Thank you. Because
this has been, we're specifically thinking of the year that we did the zombie prince and princesses with the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And so we made a point to try and see any of the prince or princesses that were there that we were dressed like, which is what? Belle, Ariel, Cinderella, and then I was Eric. mm-hmm. Prince Eric. So you and I seeing Prince Eric and Ariel as zombie versions of themselves is pretty cool.
But it's just super cool because there's just a lot out, I feel like. So,
I think Jack and Sally at the Halloween party is the best meet and greet there is that I've personally been to. It's outstanding. And now he's got a real head. Not that weird half top head.
That was weird.
It was odd, man. All right. So Not So Scary is going to get our vote for that one as well. Let's talk about costumes and the ability to dress up. So at Not So Scary, costumes encourage for all ages, which is awesome.
Yes,
right?
It is.
Because you can't do that. You know, I can't wear a air quote costume on a regular day.
No, you have to Disney bound.
Right.
You cannot.
Which is very different. Sometimes
yes,
you just want to go full character.
Yep.
Very Merry, of course, is not costume heavy, but festive dress. You will see a lot of pajamas. You'll see a lot of onesies. You'll see a lot of ugly sweaters. You'll see a lot of things that light up that
mm-hmm.
people wear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the chance to break out your Mickey ears, your Santa hats, your all that kind of stuff.
Oh, 100%.
So you get super festive. It's not just about
super comfortable.
Yeah,
like,
let me throw on my t-shirt that I bought this morning. It is like you can go kind of all out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then for Jollywood, you know, you've got Disney bounding, vintage holiday. You know, each year I have worn a suit and bought like a fedora vest. I have like a pocket watch. You buy some sort of dress. You know, I match like the tie and the vest to that. You get a, you know, kind of like a 1920s, 30s style dress, the Great Gatsby kind of era. And you've got, you know, your jewelry and a little, what do you call is it just a headband? Like, what do you call the little headband thing that they wear with the feather on it? Would it still just be a headband?
Yeah, I don't know.
So you get those things. it's, you know, it is a lot of fun. And if you do any of these, dress up in some way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, do we have to vote? If people have followed us for any amount of time, you go back to, what was it, maybe 2016, 17, that first year we did The Descendants.
Yeah.
We have done all, as families, we have done all zombie prince and princesses. We did The Descendants. We did
we've done
Alice
zombie,
in Wonderland.
But you know what? We should do the zombies this year and do like,
I'm down.
You do Zed because you're so tall, and then I be Meg Donnelly, which is Addison. I'm like, oh my gosh,
that's an idea. We could do that. We'll look at that maybe. That would be fun.
Okay.
What did you think of Zombies 4? By the way, we watched it last Sunday.
I really loved it, and it was super cute because I saw a few things before I saw it on whatever you call it, TikTok, Facebook Reels. And, you know, Addison and Milo are old now. I mean, excuse me.
Yeah.
Meg and Milo are old now. And
older.
We
could still be either of their parents.
True. But seeing that this is a Disney kid thing, I see that they've started aging. They are aging out. And it was super, super amazing to watch them literally pass the torch to some younger kids.
It was a great job. And
I loved it.
It worked a lot better than the Descendants 3 to 4 because you pretty much by the time you got to 4, they had wiped out all the three, you know, 1, 2, 3 characters. I think it's a great passing of the torch for this next group of zombies and vampires and werewolves and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's hands. I don't think Zombies 3 was that great. The music, the plot, the everything. I didn't care for it. It seemed very forced. This was great. It was so much better. The music is outstanding.
Yeah.
I need to go back and listen to the soundtrack. It might take over as my favorite zombie soundtrack.
What?
If something beats Exceptional Zed. I personally
that is
think,
such a good song.
I personally think Exceptional Zed is the best Disney Channel original song that has been created.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to everything.
Wow.
Going back to the Camp Rocks and all that stuff. But we're both going with the Halloween party because of the fact that we dress up like crazy
and,
every year.
Yeah,
even
and
we did our Jack and Sally.
100%.
I mean, you looked better than Sally looked.
Thank you.
Like I showed people the photos.
Yeah.
And
they almost couldn't tell you.
They almost couldn't tell you apart. Now, for me, because I couldn't wear a full like mask and all, but I did full face paint. Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Dressing up is so much fun.
It
do
is. It is. It can be uncomfortable. So look at the time you're going. I always say, like, you know, when you're going in August, like, be fairies, like Tinkerbell, where you're like half clothed, I feel like, because it can get very hot. And depending on what you want to do, Like, if you, we are going to be the zombies and you're going to be Zed, and you, you know, I'm like thinking, all right, okay, what kind of clothing? And then like, all right, now what time of year?
It would be on the heavier side for me. Can Zed have a beard? Do I have a zombie beard? Or do we need to play in the beard into a character? I'll go after all that's ChatGPT. Name all bearded Disney characters and we'll see what comes up. So we might have to look at doing
something
slightly
different.
That's
true, because you don't want to shave your beard.
I'm not shaving it, no. I put too much time and effort into this thing so far. And I'm just going to see where it goes.
Yeah. So, it does look really good.
When I got it done yesterday, I feel like it got shaped up better. Even if she took some length off of it, it's better shaped.
It is.
So,
and you look.
Yeah, and no, nice Rhonda does not trim my beard. She does.
No,
hair,
I do not.
She does not do the beard.
No.
So I've actually been going to a Diesel barbershop.
Uh-huh.
And it's been great. That place is cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
I mean, it's nice because I cut his hair and I leave the beards to the barbers. I am a cosmetologist. Hairdresser. Yeah. I am not a barber.
First time in 20 years I've had to pay for any sort of body.
Hey man, I
any
paid
sort of
for
body
it.
Follicle.
I
to
paid
be
for it.
You did. I paid. Yeah, you did actually. You paid for the. You paid for the first one.
I'm pretty.
I did the second one. You did this one.
Mm.
Because they charge. I mean, charges me $10, and she spends a good 20 minutes. I was impressed. Anyway, we're taking that. I'll figure out a beard costume. All right, let's move on to food and treats. Now, not only the specialty treats that are available for purchase, but also the included. Which at Jollywood is nothing. You know, I don't know if they're going to do the marshmallows again this year. But that was the only thing you got last year.
They're still learning. They're going to get better and better.
Jollywood needs to step that part up. Not so scary as trick-or-treating. All the free candy you can basically fit in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And then at Very Merry, you have those complimentary cookies, the cocoa. Mm-hmm. You can purchase whatever theme treats. For you, overall, what reigns supreme between the three of those? Would you say?
I think I'm still going to go with Not So Scary.
Are you really?
I think so, because of the candy. You get a lot of different candy. I do like cookies, but I don't know. I think I'm more of a candy person.
Okay. They have some of the most inventive treats as far as purchase ones, you know? You know what I mean?
And I was just going to say, I love all of the
things shaped like coffins.
And
Madame Leota's.
And
it's pretty
everything.
Cool.
Like,
yeah.
Everything from sweet, savory. Every year they've been having the cake pops. I even like that, the Jack and Sally ones, and like getting them, even just to take home. I'm just going to say that one because, again, the cookies are awesome. But
I'm going to go with Christmas.
Okay.
I got to say, the Jollywood treats that you can purchase, in my opinion, look like some of the best. You have no time to get to them. So you might as well not even have them.
Yeah.
Honestly. That's where I feel like they do need some stations where they're giving stuff out.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's just some eggnog and whatever. Maybe this is a, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what you would do beyond. Maybe they're different candies or something that are, I don't know. Anyway, Not So Scary has some great purchase treats. A lot of it's pumpkin flavored. I love pumpkin. I think Christmas does a good job. But for me, you know, you're getting bag full of chocolate that you can buy anywhere. Most of them are going to melt and then reform into some weird oddity by the time you get home to eat, right? Half the time, it's so much candy that we put it out for our Halloween. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think, last year, I don't even know if we bought candy for Halloween night. Like, we were just like, take all this disformed candy.
Nah.
Parents were getting home and they're like, "This something's up with this Mr. Goodbar. I don't think you should eat it. Where'd you get this from?" They're like, "The Steins." Like, that guy's weird. I got to go with, and the cookies are all good. They're different cookies.
Yeah,
you know,
they
you
are.
Have different sugar cookies, and I mean, it's amazing. Plus, you get eggnog, you get cider, you get cocoa.
Uh-huh.
Like, so I got to go Christmas. First one we didn't agree on. Mm. Awesome. Let's move into crowds and logistics. Not So Scary, Very Merry, Jollywood. Here's what I'm going to say about Not So Scary and Very Merry. Last year felt much better crowd-wise than any of the previous years coming out of COVID. Nuts the butts. And to the point, I don't know if it was when 2 years ago. No, last year was the one we chased, right? That was the Halloween party we had to chase.
That was our third time was a charm because of literal
hurricanes. Yeah, we had two that were canceled by hurricanes. Yeah. Disney was very nice. We worked with them. We went, all that good stuff. So
it's crazy.
But when you looked 2 years ago, I remember going and you were just like, this isn't the Halloween party. This isn't what we used to go to as far as crowds. For me, I think Jollywood still feels like a limited capacity event.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that you will not see a ton of kids there.
Yeah.
For the reasons you kind of said before. It just has more of an adult vibe. The entertainment is much more adult themed. The treats are much more adult themed.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I got to go Jollywood because I think the crowds are low enough that you can really schedule and get the things done that you want to get done. Now, again, if you want to see every single entertainment offering, you might not have a ton of time for other stuff. But if you're able to prioritize, I really think you can get a lot done at Jollywood. And it might include a couple rides or whatever. The crowds last year weren't nearly as awful for Very Merry in the Christmas, or I'm sorry, the Halloween party, but it's still a lot, I feel like. So I am personally going to say crowds and logistics, if that's what you're looking for, I'm going to go with Jollywood. Not the first year, which logistics were awful. But last year, I feel like they corrected every wrong from year one.
And I think they're just going to keep correcting.
It's just
going to
get better and better. Yeah. So I'm going to go with Jollywood. What are you thinking for crowd-wise, logistic-wise, and all?
I don't know. Because part of me wants to say, like,
remember last year on Jollywood, they learned where they took you to the right, where the exit at the end of the night is for Fantasmic and all. And you got to go through there. You got some photo opportunities.
That was cool.
Like all that kind of stuff. So again, we're going off,
and
you know, that.
Well,
year.
And Not So Scary goes that way,
it
too.
It does, too. It does a great break of doing that and Mickey's, you know, the Christmas party and all. So
I think I'm going to do Not So Scary if it's not no rain, no tornadoes, or what do you call them, hurricanes. And I would do...
Maybe it's better off when a couple of those do blow through and people's things just get canceled.
Because I started to say...
You know, we were able to technically, air quote, trade our tickets. Everybody else for those nights got refunded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we actually got refunded. They let us purchase technically to a sold out of night because of that. Now, most people that, you know, were coming specifically for that, they couldn't just go, oh, okay, I can do it again in 3 weeks. Cool. We'll just fly back here.
Which is so sad. I felt very bad this past year for people. I'm going to say Not So Scary when it is like, I don't know when to say, like,
just a regular night. We're not throwing in, can't throw in weather and all. I know you would like to. All right, value for the price. Not So Scary, Very Merry, Jollywood. Where do you feel like you get the most bang for your buck out of those three? That's actually a tough one.
That is, because I would say immediately Jollywood because it's the cheapest, but you don't get nothing.
You don't get anything included.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, you get the entertainment, you get all that stuff.
But then you have to spend more money if you want more things. Yeah. So I'm probably going to go with Very Merry.
You're going to go with Very Merry?
I think so.
You think for the best value?
I think so.
Okay, you know,
the only reason I was going to go with Very Merry because of like the cookies, and then you do get drinks, like, so you get to keep the cookies.
Yeah,
you can't buy them in a store, like you said.
Yeah, you do get the free beverages.
You get the beverages with it. And then this year, like, I want to make sure, because we missed I think I like eggnog and I missed eggnog. I was very sad. But cider they always have, and they have hot cocoa. I think that, and then
I think I'm going to go Halloween, and mine's kind of cheating in a sense because I'm thinking if I had $230 for one ticket during the holiday season, where would I want to spend my money? And that would be on the Halloween party. And I know that might not say that's making it the best value, but for me, it is. I get the most out of it. You know, so I agree 100%. If you're really looking at value on a grand level more, you know what I mean? Then I agree it is the Christmas party because of the cookies, because of all the drinks and stuff like that. But I'm going to vote Halloween for this one.
Okay.
All right, we got a couple more. We're going to go to, you know, this is going to be a one-off because Jollywood does not have a parade, so we're not going to count this one. Also, because it's not fair. Because Boo to You is the best parade that Disney has ever put on, in my opinion.
I agree. And you know, that
we'll see if we agree headless, after Starlight next week. We're going to go see Starlight next week. But
that Headless Horseman, when he... I just got chills.
When Boo... Yeah, when the lights... When Boo. All the lights dim. Oh. Mm. And that starts... Mm. There's nothing like it.
Nope.
It is the best parade Disney's ever put on. So we're not going to count it in the final tally, but... All right, how about fireworks? Not so scary. We've got Disney's Not So Spooky Spectacular with that special introductory guest. Very Merry, we got Minnie's Wonderful Christmas Time Fireworks. Jollywood, we got Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. I'm going to be honest real quick, and I don't know if it's a hot take or if it's harsh, but Minnie's Wonderful Christmas Time Fireworks aren't very good. They're not great. They're not good. They're cute. They're okay. But they're not that good.
Not when they have done things like Happily Ever After and
I know. Like, I just feel
not
like
when
so
they
much
done
more could
things,
be done.
I agree.
Yeah. I want to see that. Instead of Tinkerbell, I want to see Santa flying his big butt down that thing,
no.
Right? They'd probably have to reinforce the cable. I'm going to actually vote for Jollywood in Jingle Bell Jingle Bell.
I agree.
It is
because
it's so different for one.
It is, and I love it so much.
Yeah, and again, when you get to even Very Merry, now the introduction is incredible, but to me, the rest of the fireworks show isn't that great.
Yeah,
you know, the projections are fine, and it tries to kind of tell a story, but overall, there's so much to Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell.
Yeah.
I feel like I love it, and it's truly a story that you can follow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it tells a legit story.
Yeah, it does.
A beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yeah.
So we're both going with that one. And then finally, our last one is kind of that X factor. Like, what sets it all apart? Is there one of them that has something that sets it apart from the others? And for me, it's being able to go full costume with your family. And, you know, like us, we put together full family costumes when we've done it.
And to see everybody else.
And
too.
To see everybody, yeah.
And the respect you get from other people. Like, I'll never forget being Maleficent one year. Like, there was another really good one. We bowed to each other.
Yeah.
Like, or somebody wanted to take a picture with us.
And it was awesome.
It is. It is. There's no other feeling. And then to see the families, like, of Moana, like, you know, It's just so cool.
It's the best.
It is.
Okay, so we're both going for Christmas with that one. Or I'm sorry, for Halloween with that one. All right, I'm going to tally up here real quick, and we're going to see who the overall winner was for each of us. So if we look at I got to find where the beginning was. So my computer that we normally look at notes on.
Yeah, so Jeremy's been printing them out.
It broke.
For a while now, and literally, I don't know how much ink and paper he's using, but I think it would be worth it to fix the other.
I still,
right?
I had to go purchase a ream of paper up at Publix the other day, and it's one of the dumbest purchases in the world. Like, you shouldn't.
That's crazy.
It's dumb to have to buy that, because I never used to have to buy it, because I worked in an office. Everything was free. Okay, so atmosphere and vibes. Halloween got both of that. If we moved on to entertainment and shows, Jollywood actually took both of those. Character sightings and meet and greets, we both voted for Not So Scary. Costumes and dress up, we both said Not So Scary. Food and treats, you went with Halloween, and Christmas gets its first vote. Crowds and logistics, you again went with Halloween. I don't know that we're going to have to add anything. I went with Jollywood on that one. Value for the price, I said Not So Scary. You said Very Merry. Best fireworks show, we actually both went with Jollywood. And the X Factor, we both said was Halloween. So, you want to hear some votes? Christmas. We each had one vote for
Christmas.
So, save your money, folks, apparently, according to us. Jollywood, it got two votes from you. Got three votes from me.
Okay.
Halloween, it got five votes from me and six from you.
I told you.
So that's
Halloween.
Cool to see it line up with our initial kind of, you know, gut feeling of Halloween is our favorite. And we've been saying it for years. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, last year was the first time we did a Christmas party, I think, since COVID. Since
it's
prior to COVID.
A long time.
We gotta plan out this year. I don't know that we can do Christmas and Jollywood again this year. I would personally, if we're going to vote on it, you and I would pick Jollywood to go to again over the Christmas party.
I think I would too, because I'd like to see what they changed, because I know they
just
did.
Keeps getting better and better.
It is. So,
and you know, we have more of a grasp on it now. Yes. Like, I understand that the Christmas party is different than the Halloween party, but a lot
bell,
of the timing,
jingle bam, I think it'd almost be,
well, no,
worth,
I was
going to
say a lot of
that.
The timing is the same for the Halloween and the Christmas party at Magic. So a lot of times your fireworks, your parade, your stage shows, they have enough of a timing and spacing that if you figure out one, you can figure out the other. We know what time we need to be in the hub to catch, for either of them, the stage show,
right,
the parade, and the fireworks without leaving.
Right.
Hollywood, we're still figuring out a bit. You know what I mean? Like, and that's kind of exciting to me, to figure out the ultimate Jollywood nights.
Yeah.
And how can we do some rides, some specialty food, some entertainment,
right,
and try and enjoy it all at once. So
whenever
we do have those dates locked down that we're going to do, we'll let you know. We're still planning our Halloween Horror Nights this year, but we will have a full review on that. I might be going to it twice, which will be super interesting. So if you want to hear all of that, of course, coming up, we have just a month from now. Yeah, I guess a month from this weekend, we will be at the cabins, DVC cabins there.
Yay.
At Fort Wilderness. We're taking the kids, boyfriends, friends. Got a golf cart. We're going to see Rachel there. Dogs. Like, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Excited.
So all of this, hit subscribe. Brand new episodes every single Tuesday and Friday. Then, of course, myself and Rhonda, we would both be very, very thankful if you could please leave us a rating and review,
because it helps our show grow.
That's all we've got. And we'll see you real soon.
Jeremy and Rhonda are more than a little fond of Disney World, so they made this podcast to share it all with you. Reports and resorts, top 10 lists of all sorts, Main Street Magic's bringing it home for you.